Good evening. This is The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Carnes. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around, not only tonight, but each and every Sunday night for some fine swinging sounds. Tonight, we're going to do installment two of highlighting the piano artistry of Bobby Timmons. Bobby Timmons was a much sought-after sideman in the groups of Cannonball Adderley Quintet and the Art Blakey Jazz Messengers in the late 50s, early 60s. And he spun off and formed his own trio. It did a lot of recording on the Riverside label, which is a fine independent jazz East Coast label that really turned out a lot of great jazz recordings from the early 50s to the early 60s. So we're going to kick it off with Bobby Timmons from his album This Here, cut on the Riverside label in 1960. And Bobby is backed up by Sam Jones on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. And this is a Bobby Timmons composition, That There.
Thank you.
our highlights artist of the week, pianist Bobby Timmons, doing his own composition, That There, on the Riverside label in 1960, backed up by Jimmy Cobb on drums and Sam Jones on bass. And that was a fine little swinger by Timmons. So what's next on your playlist, Al?
Well, I'm going to start off with a jam session. This is from a Columbia CD entitled Jam Sessions from the Vault. And it's the CD is a collection of Buck Clayton jam sessions assembled from different periods in time and with different personnel. This particular group has Buck Clayton and Ruby Braff on the trumpets, Benny Green and Dick Harris on trombones, Coleman Hawkins and Buddy Tate as tenor saxes, Al Wayshon on piano, Steve Jordan on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And they're going to do the Edgar Sampson Irving Mills tune entitled Blue Lou. Thank you. And that was Blue Lou, featuring Buck Clayton and Ruby Braff on the trumpets, Benny Green and Dick Harris on trombone, Coleman Hawkins and Buddy Tate on tenor saxes, Al Westline on piano, Steve Jordan on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. That was from a Columbia CD entitled Jam Sessions from the Vault.
Returning now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, pianist Bobby Timmons. This is another Riverside album that he cut in 1960 called Soul Time. And along with Sam Jones on bass and Art Blakey on drums, by the way, Art Blakey was probably either his employer or former employer about that time with the Jazz Messengers. Bobby Timmons brought in trumpet man Blue Mitchell to the recording studio, and they do a lovely version of The Touch of Your Lips was written by a great English band leader, Ray Noble. The Touch of Your Lips. Thank you. Yes, it's the piano artistry of our highlight artist of the week, pianist Bobby Timmons, on a Riverside album, and along with some fine trumpet work by the nice, fat, mellow sound of Blue Mitchell, cut on Riverside, 1960. So now, Al, what's next on your agenda?
Well, next we're here from a group led by clarinetist Chuck Hedges. It's from an Arbers CD entitled No Greater Love, and it features Chuck on clarinet, Eddie Higgins on piano, Bob Haggard on bass, and Gene Estes on drums. And it's a Sammy Fain Irving Calhoun tune entitled I'll Be Seeing You.
Thank you.
That was I'll Be Seeing You, a thing of beauty brought to you by a group of consummate professionals with roots planted firmly right here in the Midwest. Chuck Hedges on clarinet, Eddie Higgins on piano, Bob Haggard on bass, and Gene Estens on drums. That was from an Arbor's CD released in 1993 entitled No Greater Love.
Now, our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Bobby Timmons, is back in the Riverside studio in 1961. He cut an album called Easy Does It, backed up by Sam Jones on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and this is a great tune by Johnny Mercer and Van Heusen, going way back, but it's always been a refreshing evergreen that the jazz musicians like to play, called I Thought About You.
Thank you.
That last track you just heard was a great tune written by Mercer and Van Heusen called I Thought About You. And that was from Bobby Timmons' Riverside album cut in 1961 called Easy Does It. And you heard a nice bass solo there by Sam Jones, one of the premier bass soloists on the scene at that particular time. So what's next, Al?
Well, we'll hear from Hank Mobley next. This is from Blue Note LP entitled The Turnaround and features Hank on tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Barry Harris on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. This is a tune that Hank wrote entitled My Sin. Thank you. My Sin, a tune written by Hank Mobley, and featuring there Hank on tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Barry Harris on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. It was from a Blue Note LP released in 1965 entitled The Turnaround.
Here's another album cut by our Spotlight Artist of the Week pianist, Bobby Timmons. It was cut on the Riverside label in 1963. The name of the album was Born to be Blue. There's Ron Carter here on bass and Connie Kay on drums. Connie Kay was the drummer in the Modern Jazz Quartet at that particular time, of course, with Bobby Timmons on piano. Now, this is Softly as in a Morning Sunrise, which is a kind of like a semi-classical tune. It was a kind of a favorite of the jazz musicians at the time. Although this track was under Bobby Timmons' name, Bobby gave away to the bassist Ron Carter on this particular track, and most of the solo space is taken up by Ron Carter, who does a wonderful job on Softly as in a Morning Sunrise.
Thank you.
Bobby Timmons Trio live in New York City on a Riverside album cut in 1963, tastefully backed up by Connie Kay on drums and Ron Carter on bass. And of course, that was Ron Carter's extensive bass solo that was very tastefully performed on that particular track. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We hope you'll stick around for the second hour. We're going to have just the news for about 5 minutes at the top of the hour, and then we'll be back with some more swinging sounds, so don't go away. So how are we going to close out this first hour, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from another tenor saxophone artist. This time it's Harold Land, and it's from a contemporary LP entitled Harold in the Land of Jazz. In addition to Harold on tenor sax, we'll hear from Ralph Erickson on trumpet, Carl Perkins on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Frank Butler on drums. And this is a tune that Harold wrote, and he entitled it Delirium.